The Click and Go Travel Podcast, fueling your wanderlust with far-flung, off-the-beaten-track destinations to just across the water and everything in between.
Welcome back to the Click and Go Travel Podcast. This week, Paul and I have an interesting topic to discuss, New Year's destinations. We have our top suggestions on amazing destinations for you to bring in the new year and to let you know why we think you should give these wonderful places a try this year for New Year's. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Jill.
So and New Year's destinations.
I think it's one of the best reasons to get away, yeah. New Year. I have to say, I kind of I'm not a New Year's Eve fan.
Yeah.
But a couple of years ago, my college pals, we all still catch up and meet up and do things together. It was one of the guys' birthdays and we ended up having New Year's in Barcelona.
Wow.
Now, it was mainly around the birthday.
Yeah.
It wasn't so much New Year for Barcelona, but it kind of kicked us off and we all thought, you know, this is great. It's after Christmas. It's that kind of downer after Christmas.
Yeah.
You can't eat any more turkey and ham. And you have a bit of time off because for the most part in Ireland, we take a lot of time off over Christmas and New Year.
Yeah.
So it really was a great opportunity to get away.
Yeah.
So we started doing New Year in different cities. So there's a couple of the ones I see on your list that we've done. I haven't done any of the US ones,
yeah.
But we'll kick off with the US,
yeah.
Will we? And talk about New York and Vegas.
Yeah, so New York and Vegas. So just having a look, like the reasons why people go to New York, it's obviously the home of the world famous and iconic New Year's countdown.
Mm.
That's the one in Times Square where the ball drops.
Yeah.
And I think that's broadcasted globally. Like you can see it on the news.
Yeah,
and
that
it's
to
just
me is kind of there with, like Sydney, and I have done Sydney for New Year.
Wow.
And Dubai, because Dubai has very much become a New Year destination.
Okay, wow.
New York is iconic in terms of that Times Square ball drop and all the imagery around New Year. When they do that roundup of the cities, it's always there.
Yeah, it's great. And then also the fireworks in Central Park and Prospect Park as well. So there's just loads to see.
Loads to see and do. It's always a great city at any time of the year.
Yeah.
There's a huge amount of flights in and out of New York year round. Aer Lingus are on the route, JetBlue are on the route,
yeah.
American Airlines, Delta, United. Like you have tons of flight capacity and also flight capacity out of Shannon at different times of the year, pretty much year round for New York and then seasonal for Boston out of Shannon. But there's absolutely tons to do. And then you can do the fun stuff. You can do the shopping and you can do the other sightseeing and you can do the shows and you can do everything because it is the city that never sleeps.
Yeah. And a tip is to dress warm if you're going there for New Year because I'd say it's better
cold. January, February are colder. December you can be okay, but it is chilly. The East Coast of the US is chilly.
And get there early if you're going to the ball drop, countdown.
Yeah,
you'd need to get there very early. So will we discuss Las Vegas for New Year's?
So Vegas is also now very accessible. Like we've always been able to get to Vegas by traveling through any of the US gateways.
Yeah.
But Aer Lingus are back on the direct service from Dublin to Las Vegas from October. They run that right through the winter time. So weather-wise, you're in a much more pleasant
climate
in Las Vegas. You're in Nevada. It's the desert. It's warm. Okay, it cools down a little bit in the winter time.
Yeah.
But yeah, like let's face it. It is party central, party city. I love watching Ocean's 11 and Ocean's 13 and Ocean's everything and just seeing Vegas again and reliving all the hotels. And, you know, the strip is shut down to traffic and just becomes a pedestrian highway with all of
parties,
the music, all of the fun. It's just a great, great place to be.
Yeah.
Possibly better value than New York because the hotels in New York over New Year can be a little bit pricey. Again, brilliant fireworks displays.
I think they do them off the top of some of the hotels, do they?
Too. Incredible.
Yeah.
And then like you have all of the great entertainment options that Vegas has to offer. Like Vegas is very much orienting itself towards entertainment, towards sports, towards events. Some great artists having like sessions and
the residencies.
Thank you for the word. I remember the word. Residencies in Vegas. So a great one to do. And then Fremont Street, kind of the downtown area of Vegas. Really, really, really good. You know, great thing to do and see. So I think Vegas and New York for me, like all of the US cities are brilliant, but like those two for New Year's
are
really, really something worth
special. Yeah. And tips also there, just if you're going to any kind of ticketed events, book them kind of well in advance and sell out quick.
I think that's general good common sense and good advice for any of these. And that's probably why we're doing New Year's now.
August.
Because it does take a little bit of planning and it does take a bit of booking. And for certain events, they are ticketed and you need to manage it.
Yeah. Great. So those are two of our top suggestions for the US. Now we'll go over to the UK. Mm-hmm. What about Edinburgh for New Year?
Yeah, I love Edinburgh. It's a city. I haven't been there for New Year, which they call Hogmanay. And like it is absolutely extra special. And like you were in Edinburgh recently.
Yeah.
Like it's a stunning, stunning city.
Beautiful
Edinburgh
city.
Castle, the Royal Mile, the city area. Like it is very pretty.
Yeah.
As a city, and the whole Hogmanay thing, like they've kind of claimed New Year for themselves.
Yeah.
So great music, great everything, multi-day festival. Everything is just really lovely.
Yeah, it sounds great. And then they also do something similar. I think here in Ireland, do you do it on Stephen's Day when you jump into the cold water? I think they do it on New Year's Day. Year's? Yeah,
oh,
it's called
know.
The Loony Duke.
Oh.
When people jump into the freezing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Freezing water.
Firth tide. Thank you very much. Yes. No, I won't be doing any sea swimming. But yeah, like they've great street parties. They've a lovely torchlight procession, great concerts. And, you know, that lovely, lovely, lovely mix of all of the reasons you visit Edinburgh and the local pubs and restaurants. Just superb.
Yeah. And then and after Edinburgh in the UK, there's London as an option.
Mm. I've done London for New Year and brilliant.
What was that like?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Me, like London... London is absolutely always one of my favourite cities to be in.
Yeah.
There is just so much to do. Like, even if you just want to walk about and enjoy the parks in London or enjoy the architecture and the scenery or the museums, but then you can layer in the shows and you can layer in the shopping and you can layer in some of the great attractions. And it is just so convenient. Like, it is absolutely on our doorstep from every airport. Makes it very easy, makes it very affordable. Yeah, the hotels can be a little bit pricey, but we have a great selection. And as you know, with all of our city hotels, they're really centrally located.
Yeah.
And we've been to most of them. So the team can really give some very good advice. On what you can do.
Yeah. So they do the countdown on Big Ben as well until midnight, which is really cool. And then massive
and the
fireworks
at Thames Bridge at the London Eye it is now. So it's just incredible. And like London is going all out to kind of claim that European hub for New Year. Definitely.
Yeah. So that's really cool. So those are the two for the UK, Edinburgh and London. And now what about Europe? What about Paris?
I've done two of the three we're going to talk about for Europe. I've done Paris for New Year and it is, well, like, let's face it, again, so elegant. Like, it is just spectacular. Like, you have, Paris is just made for this sort of big outdoor event. We saw that with the Olympics.
Yeah.
We've seen it with everything else that they have done. Notre Dame is back open. Queues are quite the queue to get in there. So get that booked in advance. But between the Eiffel Tower, Champs-Élysées, Duna River Cruise, Montmartre, which is lovely up near Sacré-Cœur, all of the New Year's parties along the Champs-Élysées, and like the Eiffel Tower just turning into
sparkles
a firework heaven.
Aww.
It's just spectacular. Like, it's very elegant. And again, another easy to get to city from pretty much all of the gateways in Ireland.
Which is great.
Vast city. So talk to us with regard to where's best to stay.
Yeah.
Because you want to try and stay as close to the centre as you can. Like, for me, the Marais district is always really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
But we've loads of great properties right in the centre of Paris for people.
Yeah. So that's a lovely option. And then what about Vienna? I know you've done
this
Vienna.
This is my favourite.
Yeah.
This is, somebody said to me, where do you want to go for New Year? Vienna.
Vienna. Vienna's your top pick.
Absolutely. And it is almost like the best kept secret.
Okay.
And it is actually very difficult to get accommodation.
Okay. It books out
so far in advance. There's over a million people, take part in the New Year's festival. It's the Stephansdam or the Silverstad New Year's Trail. It runs from the Rathaus, the Town Hall, right to Stephen's Cathedral. And it is made up of these multitudinous stages. So you have classical music and you'll have classical concert here. Then you'll have a Take That tribute band. Then you'll have Turner tribute band. Then you'll have an opera here. Then you'll a choir, Viennese choir. You'll have absolutely everything. And it runs from like 6-7 o'clock in the evening all the way up to midnight. And you walk along this very safe, because everything in Vienna just feels safe and feels elegant and feels chic. And you just walk along this kind of New Year celebratory pathway. and you have great opportunities to pick up food and drink and glühwein and hot dogs and everything. And everybody's just so elegant. Oh, and then like coffee shops and everything else you can do, the Hofburg, the Belvedere, you know, the Schönbrunn, the palaces, the Spanish Riding School. Get to Vienna, go anytime. Yeah. But New Year's absolutely
is brilliant as well.
Knockout.
Brilliant. And to finish off, we'll finish off with Berlin. What I got here is one of the biggest and wildest New Year's Eve parties.
Like, I have been to Berlin loads of times. Mm-hmm. And I can see the appeal in terms of Berlin because it is a vast city. Like it is, as we've described before, two cities in one. So you have what was the Old East, which is in the center, like draw a little circle. And that's the Old East. And the wall went around that circle. And the West was around that entirely.
Around it, yeah.
So you have this vast, vast city now. Huge expanse. And I can see why it's all kind of amazing nightlife. Great parks, great public spaces. The Brandenburg Gate, you know, where the Parliament is, the TV Tower. You'd have just so many different places. And it's a very strong club scene, great, you know, party scene, the nightclubs, absolutely. Berlin goes for it.
Yeah. It goes all out for it.
Yeah, it does. It does. For all of that, you opt in or opt out. Like, let's face it.
You can have whatever kind of New Year's.
You decide you're going in. Nobody's forcing you.
Yeah.
But yeah, great. What I think is brilliant about Berlin is the value for money.
Yeah.
It is year round, great value for money. So whether it's, you know, New Year's or Christmas markets, you're going to see incredible value in Berlin. The hotels never seem to get very pricey. Vienna, when it comes to New Year, you are going to be paying top dollar. And that's even if you can get availability. So you're going to get more availability in Berlin, more availability in Paris, more availability in London.
Yeah.
So out of the seven that we've covered, those two US, two UK and three European, we have the perfect mix of kind of the top of the rock in terms of the most popular, the most wow. And also some great value options. Not trying to kind of hijack New Year with the Christmas markets. But the Christmas markets run right the way through until the 6th of January. So the Christmas markets are still going. So like, even if you're not Christmas shopping, you know, again, the food, the drink, the vibe, the buzz, the
just
lovely
stuff.
Just
the atmosphere, it sounds amazing.
Really, really, both Vienna and Berlin, really, really good options for that as well.
Great. So the top tip of today is get your New Year's destination booked early, so you avoid any kind of disappointment. And thank you very much, Paul, for sharing all those insights with us.
You're more than welcome. And the earlier you book, then you can manage the payments, you can spread it out monthly, you can do the low deposits, and that's the sales pitch over.
Well, so if you'd like to find out anything more, visit our website at clickandgo.com. and if you have any suggestions on what you'd like to hear on our podcast, please email us at podcast@clickandgo.com. and if you want to follow us on our social media, we're on TikTok, Instagram and Facebook, and we also have a YouTube channel, so please subscribe. Thanks for all the tips there, Paul.
You're very welcome.
And thank you for listening.
Thanks a million, guys.
Bye.